This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. A moment now, well, 4 minutes, actually, in which we will take apart what the past week brought in business and the economy and then put it all back together again. Here to do that with us are Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post, also Felix Salmon from Fusion. Hey, guys.
Hey, Kai.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, as it were. All right. So honestly, not a whole lot happened specifically that we want to talk about this week, right? GDP was fine. Janet Yellen gave a speech. It was boring, whatever, blah, blah, blah. So we'll
rates
talk
are going up.
I know. Shut up.
Feel
it. Shut up.
Run
stop.
Into the
stop.
Sea.
Stop. Stop. We're not going to. We said we weren't going to do that.
No macro this week.
I would like to talk. Yeah, no macro. I would like to talk people to start us with, and I want to talk about a woman named Ruth Porat, who, Catherine, used to be the chief financial officer at Morgan Stanley. We learned this week she is going to Google. It is an interesting juxtaposition, this developing Silicon Valley Wall Street thing, huh?
Yeah, for a bunch of different reasons, including that it used to be Wall Street that was criticized a lot for not promoting enough women. Ruth Porat is known as like the most influential, most powerful woman on Wall Street. Silicon Valley has had the same accusation, and now she's making the transition and getting a lot more money, as it turns out.
She is, which is kind of amazing. But there's also, Felix, it's nice to see this happening with a woman, right? Getting a senior job in Silicon Valley.
Like hen's teeth, these senior female roles. And I mean, once you get past Sheryl Sandberg, it's like and Marissa Mayer, there's like, that's about it. So yes, this is welcome news. And she's going to be a great CFO for Google. And, you know, with any luck, other CFO-less companies like Uber will start appointing female CFOs. I think that one's needed even more.
Just quickly, Catherine, on the pay thing. She's going to get $70 million, which I didn't really want to bring up because it's a little bit beside the point. But clearly the theory from Google is she's going to help them make that money back somehow.
Yeah, well, she's done a great job in her past role. She's very well respected. I think the assumption is that she will take those talents and translate them into her new job and create a lot of value for Google. Otherwise, it seems unlikely that they would be willing to shell out this much money.
Yeah. But they also needed someone with a lot of experience. This is an incredibly important, very senior role. She has been at Morgan Stanley for a long time. She's built up a lot of equity in Morgan Stanley. If she's giving that up, you need to compensate her for it somehow. Otherwise, she wouldn't leave.
All right. Fair enough. I want to talk about trade for a minute. The Trans-Pacific Partnership, it is the big, big Trans-Pacific trade deal that the Obama administration is working on. It is, Felix, running into some trouble, which is kind of interesting.
As with all of these deals, the left doesn't like it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we normally have a Democratic president. It's the Democrats who are negotiating it.
Right.
And a lot of his core base is saying, why are you trying to push through this trade deal, which is much better for big, you know, intellectual property companies than it is for laborers and workers? And it's true, it probably is, but it doesn't necessarily make it a bad deal.
Well, and
Catherine,
also the I was going to say the administration, at least, you know, in their public statements and talks with reporters and things like that, they have not exactly espoused the view that Felix just gave. And they make the argument that there are, unlike in past deals, there are bigger protections for labor and for environment. Not be as much as you know, the unions
More to the point, the question is, what's the alternative? If the alternative is for the United States to disengage from the world and watch China put together a trade deal without any of these protections, then you'd be better off making this deal.
And any doubt at all that some version of this thing becomes law, Felix?
Massive doubt.
Oh, really?
Massive,
still, massive even? Doubt. Seriously?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
We haven't even seen this thing yet. We don't know if the U.S. government is even going to finally be able to come to terms. These trade negotiations drag on for years and years and years, and sometimes often just code to nothing.
Catherine, your thoughts? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, there's huge division amongst the Democrats about this.
Right.
The unions have threatened to withhold any sort of campaign funding from any Democrats who support the deal. So that in itself, I think, calls it into question.
All right. We got to go. Catherine Rampell from The Washington Post, Felix Salmon from Fusion. Have yourselves a good weekend, you guys.
Thank you.
Thanks, Kai.